Welcome back to the Pitch Podcast. In some very exciting news, we can officially announce that young gun Fabian Talladega has been offered a scholarship with the club, which is absolutely awesome. But we also understand that might sound a little bit strange to some Adelaide United fans. If you don't know how it all works, what does that mean in regards to do they get paid? When do they train? How often they have to train? I mean, what that means for the future. I thought I'd get the man himself on the podcast with me, Fabian Talladega. Congratulations, mate. It must feel pretty good.
Thank you, Jared. Yeah, feeling very good. You know, very exciting opportunity at the moment. It's home club. Grew up my whole life in Adelaide, South Australia. So to hopefully soon be able to play for the men's A-League side will be a dream come true.
So what does this actually mean for the people that don't know? So this means now you will get some money, so you'll be paid to play?
Yep, and it just means I'll be with the A-League side full-time training and in selection for a matchday squad.
Right, so leading up to this, you were part of the MPL setup, but you played Australia Cup, didn't you?
Yeah. So I've been in the MPL side now 2 years, I believe, before this. And the end of last year's MPL season, I started training with the A-League side and then made my Australia Cup debut against Northcote. And then again, I played a few weeks later against Western Sydney, which was great. And now I've been promoted full-time with the A-League side.
How does that change your life? Like, the money side of things is one thing, and we understand that the scholarship's a great way to introduce players into a professional setup when hopefully you'll get a professional contract. And we've got so many great stories of players that have started with a scholarship. But logistically, how does that change your life? I mean, you're studying at the moment, you're working.
Yep, so well, last year I just finished year 12 at school.
Yep.
And I've gone into uni now part-time. So during the days I'm training, and then in the afternoon, if I've got some uni work to do, I just knock that off.
So were you training with the A-League squad leading up to this?
Yeah. So the back end of last year, I was still in year 12, wasn't really going to school much because I was training full-time with the A-League. But before that, I was with the youth team in the afternoon, so school was fine. But like I said, the back end of last year I was, with the A-League side full-time.
And the MPL side had its first win over the weekend, which is really good. Sunny, beautiful day. We had some... Geez, those goals were incredible.
Like, great.
Where are these players getting their just cannon legs from? It's unbelievable. But the team has a title to defend. And we saw the opening game against Campbelltown here, which was pretty disappointing. But I believe there was about 7 or 8 players that didn't play in that grand final. Sorry, didn't play at Hindmarsh that played in the grand final. So it's, I guess, the reality of the MPL side.
Yeah, well, now, so you saw last year the MPL side. We had quite a few players playing MPL last year that are now transitioned and playing in the A-League regularly. So now it's the new wave coming through with the youth boys. And we've got some exciting players coming through. And I have no doubt that we'll be able to defend our title this year.
Is that a hard reality sometimes, though, knowing that you don't want to lose players? Because if you're consistently playing in the MPL, so did you play the majority of games in the MPL last season?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So then you've got players bouncing in and out because they need to go and prepare, or they've got their off season in regards to the A-League. Mm-hmm. You never go out there to lose games. You don't want to lose games, but sometimes you're going to lose games because of the talent moving around. Is that just a reality that you have to be comfortable with?
Well, yeah, it's something over the past years I've been in the youth team. It's just you're sort of used to that now, because each week there might be some players coming down, some players going up. You just have to make sure you're doing your job. And when the players come down, obviously you feel good because, like, you've got better experience and whatnot around you, some older players. But really, you just got to do what you got to do. And the players that are coming down got to do their job too, which they have been. And it all works well.
Where were you playing before joining Adelaide United?
Before joining Adelaide United, I've been at Adelaide City since I was 5 or 6 years old, and then left when I was 15. So I've been there from under sixes, played reserves there, and been there my whole life before.
Is that then hard when you have to play against Adelaide City? Because I've spoken to a few boys about this, that I feel sometimes that Adelaide United in the NPL has a target on its head. Like a lot of the NPL sides want to come out and beat the best, and they want to beat Adelaide United, which is always challenging. And Adelaide City has such a brilliant reputation and history of football in South Australia that we're connected to. Is it always a little bit unique, or you were just playing with them so long ago it doesn't matter?
Yeah, no, I like playing Adelaide City. I like playing at Oakden as well, their home ground, just because it brings back some memories. But like you said, with Adelaide United having a target on their head, I feel like that's just going to happen in general, because no one wants to lose to people younger than them.
Mm.
And when we're playing, we're 9 times out of 10 probably the youngest side on the pitch. And if you lose to a younger side, you probably won't feel too good about yourself.
If you could have a look at a player in our men's team at the moment that you wanted to emulate, or you wanted to learn some of their skills, who would it be? As in, who do you look up to in regards to players that are currently part of our team?
I think definitely at the moment, even in training, Issaïs, just the way he creates time on the ball, just the little things he does. He's a very good professional as well, in and amongst the change room, just doing what he has to do to get himself right to play on the weekend.
So for you, when you were a teenager, which are you 18 now?
Yeah, I'm 18.
Yeah, so you came to the games watching Adelaide United as a kid?
Yeah, definitely.
Then you got to, you know, this has been at the club for almost 10 years and he had spent a little bit of time away. So what, this is when you're eight years old and then he's now your teammate. Did you have any moments where you had to go, far out, I belong here? Or is it still something that you're trying to come to terms with, that you're part of this setup now?
Yeah, I think the first few times training with the men's side, you think to yourself like, wow, this is like, I was watching these guys on TV like just the other week or 5-6 years ago, whenever it may have been. But the moment where I sort of felt like I was one with them all was when I did make my Australia Cup debut. And then now being with them every day is, I see them as obviously people I look up to, but also like friends, some of my mates now. Like, it's just, yeah, it's very good.
Does it help as well having players that have followed a similar path as you? I mean, you look at what Bov has been able to do this season is remarkable. Mm-hmm. And Panna as well. You know, the list goes on and on. Yeah. Ethan, Johnny, Nestori, Musa. Like, Carl, since he's been the head coach of this side, has given young players an opportunity because they deserve it. And it's not, hey, just jump on for a couple of minutes, make your debut, then sit on the bench or don't play for the rest of the season. He's actually putting trust in the young kids. Yeah. So amongst your people your age, does that give you a lot of confidence?
Oh, yeah, it's fantastic. You know, yeah, like you've just mentioned, you see it with a lot of the young players here in Adelaide. And me personally, I want to be the next one, sort of thing. And seeing them and watching them play, it gives me a lot of belief that, like, yeah, I can be the next one that does that.
So what do you have to do to be the next one? Like, I can sit here and say how good a footballer you are, but you wouldn't have, like, a scholarship if you weren't a good footballer. But where can you see room for improvement in your football?
Room for improvement in my football? Just general play, sharpen up a bit. Like, sometimes I think just a bit quicker, whether it's...
Could you notice that playing Australia Cup, the difference in speed, especially against the Wanderers?
Definitely, yeah, especially against the Wanderers. That's a A-League side we're playing against. Like, they're all men, professional. And it's just another level from what the NPL is. It's quicker, it's more physical. Every little thing about the game is just needs to be a little bit better.
I love LeBron James. I love basketball and I love football as well. But I listened to a podcast LeBron James did last week, and he was talking about how he's been successful for so long. He spoke about sacrifices, and he was your age and he had to say no to going out all the time or going to these things. Like, at what stage of your life do you start preparing yourself to go, I need to make sacrifices, I need to eat the right thing, if I want to be the best, I need to start working on it early? Have you started making those sacrifices?
Yeah, well, I've been brought up pretty well. My dad used to play in the NSL for Adelaide City.
So he played with Carl, didn't he?
Yeah, we'll talk
about that in a moment. Yeah.
So he's been through what I'm going through at the moment, so he knows sort of how to treat your body and what you got to do. not necessarily what you've got to be eating, but in general at home, what my mum cooks is always pretty good, so I'm eating quite well. And then going out and whatnot, I've only just turned 18, and previously to that, it not really interested me, and I don't think it will really interest me, because like you said, it is a sacrifice you got to make, but I don't see it really as a sacrifice anyway, so...
I don't want to talk too much about your dad because I hear to talk to you, the footballer, but the fact that he did play with Carl is unique.
Yeah.
But Carl's had that experience with a lot of players when Dom Costanzo was here, Ange's kid, Ethan, obviously. Yeah. Like, there's, Carl would feel really old to start off with as well. But what sort of an influence, football-wise, has your father been with you?
Yeah, well, through the junior ranks at Adelaide City, he was my coach from... under sixes all the way to, I think, about under 12s. And then from then on, 12s to about 15s, he was always the assistant coach, just there seeing what's going on.
Did he ever give you the best and fairest when he was the coach of the team?
No, not when he was the head coach.
Yeah, good. That'd be weird. I'd still accept it, though.
But, yeah, no, he's just – he's always – we're always talking about football at home, whether it's at the dinner table or just on the couch. We're always watching football together. And it's just something we like to do, we like to talk about. And learning from his experiences, listening to his stories has definitely helped my game as well.
How long did he play alongside Carl Viet for?
I'm not exactly sure, but I'd say I think a couple years.
Yeah, right.
Years, yeah.
Does Carl ever talk about that, or is he, because he knows you, like, does he ever talk about you know, your dad as a footballer?
Not really so much. It's more we're there to train and we're there to get better, so there's not much really talking about so much my dad, but every now and then, like, you have a little laugh about it or whatnot, but nothing.
What about your football dreams? Do you start thinking a few steps ahead, or right now are you really focused on taking it one step at a time? So you've got to your debut in the Australia Cup, you've got the scholarship now, the next move forward is professional debut, potentially professional contract. I spoke to Nestor about this last year before he signed this massive deal, and he was really good. He said he's turned down a couple of offers before the Bayern one, and he doesn't want to get too far ahead of himself football-wise too quickly because you can make the wrong decision and find yourself back in the league before you know it, and you've almost vanished 3 years of professional career away.
Yeah.
Where's your head with that kind of stuff?
Right now, it's pretty straightforward. It's just I want to be playing for Adelaide United in the A-League, and then obviously I play well there, and then you never know where it could go. But yeah, at the moment, it's just looking one step at a time, and the next step for me, I believe, is just playing in the A-League side.
We've got lots of junior representatives as well for Australia. You've done some representative football?
Yeah, so I've played in the under-17 Asian Cup, and at the end of last year, I got called up to the under-20s. We had just a little tournament in Marbella, Spain, so...
That's amazing. What's that experience like? Last week I was in Sydney for the Socceroos, and this week in Canberra. To see the players hold on to their Socceroos playing shirt. And what I love about Football Australia is you wear the same shirts as the Socceroos. Like, do you have that pride and hold on to that shirt? Because it's pretty unreal.
Yeah, I've got the home and away kit from the Asian Cup under-17s hanging in my room at home. So it's, you know, when you put on your country's Guernsey, like, it's just, it's something special, especially you have your last name on it, and you just see the Australian badge with your last name on the back. It's something special, yeah, definitely.
And then you've got lots to look forward to if you keep your form up, because we saw Louis Dorigo is playing at the moment, Stephen Hall, like, we've got lots of great South Australians. The number on the back of your shirt, if you could have any number on the back of your shirt, what number would it be and why?
I've always grown up having number 6 on my back. One, because in a way I sort of play that position, and two, that was my dad's number as well. So number 6 has always been, I'd say, sort of my lucky number almost.
I love number 6 as well. What are you doing away from football? So when you're not training, what are you watching on TV? Brothers and sisters? Do you have a partner?
Nah, no partner. Just away from football. Recently I've been getting into playing darts.
Really?
Got a dartboard at home, so I've been playing a fair bit of darts. I go golfing with my cousin every now and then.
Where do you play golf?
Just at Campbelltown. Okay. I live in Campbelltown, so. Yeah, we play local Campbelltown par three course.
Have you played golf with James Delianov yet?
No.
He's apparently, he says he's really good.
Yeah, I don't know. Might give him a game then.
And brothers and sisters?
Yeah, I've got a younger brother and an older sister.
Are they footballers?
Yeah, my younger brother is in the state program at the moment.
Well, okay,
the,
yeah.
Under 13s. And my sister never played soccer. No.
It's older. It's pretty surreal, mate. I know we've only got a handful of games left this season, but you never know what can happen. But what you now have is a pathway where... Are you allowed to play NPL still in the off-season, even though you've got a scholarship, or is that a conversation you have to have with the club?
Yeah, I think we can still play NPL. I think we just need to have our mandatory 4 weeks off or whatever it may be. But apart from that, I think, yeah, in the off-season, there'll be some times where, yeah, I can still play NPL.
That's great. And you've got now a pre-season in front of you, and then who knows what can happen over the coming years. So congratulations, mate. I love stories like this because it's the club investing in young talent, but it's not just like what you do on the pitch, it's off the pitch, which is equally as important. So well done. Congratulations to your family. And what number are you wearing now? So if you were to
At the moment, I'm wearing 62. So it's always got to have
a 6 in it. So just take the 2 away. It's like 6 times 2. It's the second incarnation of the number 6 because your dad had number 6.
There you go.
Just say that. Don't just say it's a really high number. Fabian, congratulations, mate, and all the best.
Thank you. Cheers.
Awesome, bro.
Thanks
so much.
No worries.
See, it was easy.